وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity,
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Salaam alaykum wa rahmatullah. This is Hussein Latifi, and you're listening to the program For Humanity from IRIB English Radio. This is another episode that we have on the concept of humanity in the Holy Quran. We talked about how Quran approaches this concept and how it defines human with negative and positive traits and how it defines a goal and destination for humanity and the plan that it put forth for the perfection of this being created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Part of the plan that Quran puts forth for humanity and for its perfection is the belief. And we were talking about different content or objects of the belief or faith. And later on, we should also talk about the practice and the righteous act that is associated with the faith in the Holy Quran. But before that, we should have our final discussions about the faith and the content of the faith and other discussions that come with it. Now, about the faith, we talked about the content of the faith, and we said that in the Holy Quran, there are different things that are considered as the objects of one's faith. The most general of which is the ghaib, the unseen world, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then the prophets, not only the Prophet of Islam, but also other divine prophets as well, and the scriptures that those prophets brought for humanity. And the angels and the Day of Judgment, we talked a little bit about each of these. We should talk more about some of these. One of them is the unseen world and the faith in the unseen world. As we can see, humankind and man is capable of this function, having faith in something. And this doesn't mean necessarily blind faith. Faith is, it can be divided into blind and aware. A faith that is the result of some kind of awareness of something. And one of the examples of both blind and insightful faith is the belief in the unseen world. How is it true? The fact of the matter is because sometimes some people cannot distinguish between superstition and something that has some evidence. And this is the result that later generations or other people would deny some forms of the faith, because the content of this faith is not something that has evidence. And Quran refers to this fact that not all the content that is not all the things that are the content of the faith of people is true. Quran relates the story of those people who believed in idols or deities that did not exist. مَا تَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونَهِ إِلَّا أَسْمَاءً سَمَّيْتُمُوهَا. Quran addresses the pagans and says that what you're worshipping is just some names that you yourself have created. سَمَّيْتُمُوهَا أَنْتُمْ وَآبَاؤُكُمْ, or your fathers. Your forefathers, they created some concepts, and then you thought that these are real things, while in fact these things do not have any corresponding reality. So it is possible that human beings, they start following or believing in something that does not really exist. Or in another case, Quran talks about those who attribute a child or a son to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَقَالَ اتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ وَلَدًا. They attribute a child to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. سُبْحَانَهُ هُوَ الْغَنِيِّ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not need anything or anyone to be his family member. We have a break and we come back to cover some of other verses that talk about superstitious content of the faith.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. This is Hossein Latifi. You're listening to your program for humanity from IRIB English Radio. We were talking about the cases of superstitious faith and that the distinction should be made between superstitious faith and correct and rational faith. And Quran brings some examples of those people who believed in things that they have created for themselves and things that don't have any corresponding reality or objective reality. Another thing is this verse that says, "الَّذِينَ يُجَادِلُونَ فِي آيَةِ اللَّهِ بِغَيْرِ سُلْطَانٍ أَتَاهُمْ." Those who, when encountered with the verses of the Holy Quran, they appeal to things that don't have any sultan. Sultan means argument or evidence. So an example for this would be other verses of the Holy Quran that says whenever we told them the story of creation or the story of previous nations, they said, "In hadha illa asatirul awwalin." These are just the myths. See, to put everything under the title of myth, that this is a myth, actually is an incorrect overgeneralization, which is not correct. Not anything that is related to the unseen world is superstition, and not everything that is related or claimed to be from the unseen world is true. The fact that there is something in addition to this physical world should be accepted, but also it should be avoided. All kinds of delusions that some people have, that we lump all of these together and we just dismiss all of them and under the title of delusions or, I don't know, superstitions. No, the distinction is made and Quran is aware of this distinction and actually fights with that ideology to dismiss the correct content of the faith based on the superstitious parts. For example, in another verse, it says, "إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُجَادِلُونَ فِي آيَةِ اللَّهِ بِغَيْرِ سُلْطَانٍ أَتَاهُمْ." Those who fight, يُجَادِلُونَ, means they always bring problems and troubles, and they don't have any basis for their claims. It's just a possibility that they say, okay, if this is a narrative of Quran, for example, there is a possibility of other narrative, and there is a possibility of other narrative, and they don't have any evidence for that. It's just a possibility that they have. Or in another verse, Quran says, "بَلْ كَانُوا يَعْبُدُونَ الْجَنَّ." So here Quran says some of them rather are worshipping jinn, demons. So they think this is God or anything like that. This is a deity, while in fact it's not a deity and it's the demon that they are worshipping. So it's possible that some of these pagans or some of those who claim to be related to the unseen world, they have been misled by some other beings, which is not anything that is related to the unseen world is related to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or monotheistic faiths. And these superstitions, they have some practical consequences. Maybe we can follow this discussion in another episode where we try to find out this mixture of truth and falsehood, how it ended, how it made some people to fall into the trap of some superstitious practices as well. Thank you very much for listening. Inshallah, in the next episode, we follow up this discussion, and I hope you join me in that discussion as well. Walhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen.
Sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu ala Nabi, sallallahu ala Muhammad.